Right, so welcome to our Sunday Master Service on this 16th of April. Just a few things before we begin. We will be recording parts of this evening. We won't be recording the messages because some of them might be personal. The recordings of this evening will be available to download for free by the end of this evening, and you'll find them after the service on the Sunday Angel Service page of the website where you clicked to join the service. If you want to record, of course you're more than welcome, but any recordings that you do make must be for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale. There are no course notes readily available for this evening. However, if you'd like a copy of the prayer or blessing that I'm going to use this evening or the script form of the meditation, if you shoot an email to edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, then Sue Little, who has very kindly agreed to administrate this for me, will shoot those notes back to you. So that's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com if you want a copy of the prayer or blessing or the meditation script from this evening. There are no, if you have any questions that arise from this evening, either as a result of your experiencing the meditation, a question about the channeling, or a question about a message that you might receive, you can send those directly to me. My email address is slightly different, edwincourtney@googlemail.com or edwincourtney@gmail.com, either one will do. And I'm very happy to answer any questions that are connected to the service for free. Any questions about workshops, lectures, services, very, very happy to answer those for free. So I might suggest that you grab a pen and pad in case you do get a message, because I probably won't remember what message I've given you without at least some kind of prompt if you do want to ask a question about it. And also bear in mind that when we get to the message section, I might give a message to somebody else, but it might be wonderfully appropriate for you, so you might want to note it down anyway, even if it's not directly aimed at you. We won't have any question and answer moments. This is a service, not a lecture, and we'll be going for an hour straight through without any break. At the moment, you're all muted, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear. And this is how the majority of the service will proceed. It just cuts out any background noise and prevents any chaos from reigning. Right, we are going to start with an opening prayer. So if you want to shuffle yourselves around and get nice and comfortable, I'll find us some lovely music. So check my volumes. There we go. That's there. Okay. So we're going to do an opening prayer, and then we're going to go straight into tonight's meditation. And there will be a small channeling in the middle of the meditation as well. Well, the opening prayer that we're going to use is called the Great Great Silence by a spiritual teacher called Chanira. So just close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, relax, and we'll begin. I stand in the great, great silence, the heart of the central sun, absorbed in the light of my presence, at last with its love, all one. I feel such a great calm power, a stillness no words can tell, a peace from the heart of creation, and I know that all is well. I pray for Earth's blessed children, and freedom I ask for all. I pour forth the love of my presence to answer their every call. I rest in the great light temple, in life's true silence supreme. I am its almighty splendor, the fullness of love's own stream. Light's presence, so all-pervading, o'erwhelms me with love's delight. The power and peace of its being are mine in this far, far height. Keep your eyes closed and we'll move into this evening's meditation. Tonight we call upon the healing angels to help us heal ourselves, to help us heal those we love and know who are in need, and to help the world around us. Let's begin by placing our hands over our hearts and saying the healing prayer together. So if you'd like to repeat these words after me. Great celestial physician, pour forth thy healing angels, thy heavenly host, allowing all those who are in need, including this earth, to feel the beam of their healing power, the light of their healing hands, taken to where it is needed most at this time, granting me, thy vessel, protection, and allowing your power to flow freely through me, ever and always in love, in accordance with thy will, and the will of the souls that seek thy miracle. Let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Now, if you have the names of those in need, whisper them or say them, or say your own name if you are seeking to claim the healing for yourself. Or if you are seeking the healing for the planet, then simply say the Earth. As you speak these names, offer them to the light of the divine, to the light of the healing angels called. Seeing this light now shining down upon you from above, like the light of the sun. Now let's chant together the Angel Rosary, the litany of healing angels that we petition for help and miracle. Raphael the great healer, Asiel the archangelic nurse, Zachariel the angel of faith, the Elohim the angels of connection, the Seraphim the angels of light, the Malachim the builder angels, and Hamiet, the angel of miracle. Repeat then these names after me. Raphael. Asiel. Zachariel. Elohim. Seraphim. Malachim. Hamied. 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 Focus only on the names of the angels and those who you are sending the healing to. Worry not about the conditions suffered or how the healing might work. Just focus on allowing yourself to be used as a conduit and vessel through which the healing can flow. Or if you summon the healing energy for yourself, then simply allow this power to flow into and through you, permeating and penetrating every cell, every molecule, every atom, every particle of your energy and being. Rest in the energy and the chant. Rest in the power and the light, and open yourself to receive. Raphael. Asiel. Zachariel. Elohim. Seraphim. Malachim. Hamied. Raphael. Asiel. Zachariel. Elohim. Seraphim. Malachim. Hamied. Raphael. Asiel. Zachariel. Elohim. Seraphim. Malachim. Hamied. Thank you. Now open yourself to receive this evening's channeled message. It is important to believe in the light that burns within you, in the goodness and the power, in the purity and love. You are part of the divine, made manifest in the flesh, a burning spark in the eternal night, a glimmering ember of divine brilliance and original power. It is easy to forget one's true nature, to buy into the illusion that you are nothing more than human, small and transient, and insignificant in the great grand scheme of it all. But the truth is that you are wanted and that you are needed by the divine, held most precious in the divine's eyes and heart, for the glory of your illumination, for your potential power to shift and to change the very fabric and nature of the world. We are all linked and joined together, and what we do for each other has ramifications beyond the scope of our vision or imagining. A simple gesture, a simple gift, a smile, a hug, a generosity, a kindness can echo forwards in time, altering the structure of reality, changing the very nature of the world. Do not underestimate the power of your spirit to influence the seen and the unseen with its glow, to change the very way in which others might live their lives, to illuminate the darkness that weighs some down. Be then the best that you can be. Adhere to the truth of your loving heart. Radiate the shine of your soul. And share your divinity with the world. And remember that we, the angels of the divine, were created by the divine source for you, that we might extend the light and love of the Creator through our fractured intelligence and brilliance, and wrap around you the divine's arms and hold you with the divine's hands, leading you, guiding you, protecting you, and vitalizing you, providing you with all that you would require in order to succeed, in order to transcend, in order to carry on. Reach out to us in your times of need, for yourself and for others, knowing and trusting that our presence is always there, and seeing within it the presence of the gods. In love and light, then, know that this is true. Take this, our wish and our desire, our prayer for you, and may it accompany you as you journey on your way. Now allow the energy around you to begin to ebb and flow and cease. The excess ambient energy being absorbed into your body and being, topping up any of your own energy that has been used in the channeling healing process. Give thanks to the angels of healing and to the celestial physician, and one by one bid them hail and farewell. Begin to take a few deep breaths, breathing down through your legs and your feet into the earth, the ground beneath you. Breathing into the sacral and solar plexus centers and pulling yourself back into your body, back into your room, back into the here and now. Taking a few moments to center yourself, to protect yourself in your usual way. And when you're ready, in your own time, opening your eyes and returning here. Now, if you have any questions from the meditation or from the channeling, please, as I said earlier on, don't hesitate to email me about those. And if you do want a copy of that meditation script, or indeed the prayer that we used, then feel free to shoot me an email about that as well. Let me stop the recording now and